from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A possible eighth suspect in Paris shootings. French police Sunday questioned close relatives of Omar Ismail Mostafavi, the first terrorist identified in the Friday night attack on Paris that killed at least 129 people, and they were searching for a possible eighth suspect who may have gotten away. Mostafavi's father, brother, and sister-in-law were among six people the authorities detained as France observed the first of 3 days of national mourning in the aftermath of the carnage that has shocked the world. Eric Vidal is a neighbor of Houari Mostafavi, the brother of the reported suicide bomber. He told French media that the Mostafavis are very polite and nice, sociable, nothing to say. They have a one-year-old girl, and they asked us to say if she was too loud. They were afraid to make a lot of noise. No. And they were extremely generous. Mostafavi was one of seven attackers, all of them wearing suicide vests packed with explosives, who died during the simultaneous attacks, with six of them blowing themselves up and the seventh killed in a shootout with police. At least three of the seven were French nationals. President Obama has vowed to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of Friday's Paris attacks and said he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group known in Arabic as Daesh. The U.S. leader spoke on Sunday after meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in this Turkish Mediterranean resort.
As was true with the terrible attacks that took place in Ankara, the killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
This is VOA News. Egyptian police say the bodies of 15 African migrants were found shot dead in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel. Another eight migrants were also found wounded in the attack. Officials say the migrants were found early Sunday morning south of the town of Rafah. It was not clear who had attacked the migrants or where they originated from. The Sinai Peninsula is a major route for African migrants trying to reach Israel. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. A Pentagon spokesman said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. World powers have made headway on a plan for a political transition in Syria. However, the Paris terrorist attacks overshadowed their talks in Vienna on Saturday. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the story.
Members of the International Syria Support Group said the deadly attacks in Paris and the Islamic State's claim of responsibility had strengthened their resolve to find a political resolution to Syria's crisis. Negotiators agreed to try to bring Syrian government and opposition representatives into UN-mediated talks by January. They also set a timeline for a plan that could lead to free and fair elections. But old disagreements festered, such as the status of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But some say even if negotiators reach a final agreement, getting buy-in from the Syrian people could be difficult. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Vienna.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A report Sunday from South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has declared a no-navigation zone off its eastern coast, a sign it may be preparing to test launch a missile. The zone is in effect from November 11th to December 7th, according to an unnamed government source quoted by Yonhap. Another anonymous government source says it is possible that the North could be preparing to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile. North Korea has issued previous no-navigation zones in the East Sea without launching a missile. The country's under numerous UN-led sanctions for conducting previous ballistic missile and nuclear tests. Myanmar President Thein Sein is promising a smooth transition to a new government in an attempt to remove fears the military will once again ignore the results of a free election. Thein Sein made the promise during a meeting with several political parties in Yangon on Sunday, 1 week after a historic election won by opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party in a stunning landslide. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.